Hallelujah.
Help them.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. You have tuned into the program of the Sunday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. We're emanating from Baltimore, Maryland, United States. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. North America, Western Hemisphere, planet Earth. Hallelujah. God. Hallelujah. Oh, we just love doing that. Hallelujah. We're having a time today, oh God. Hallelujah. Our contact information for your information, hallelujah, is Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Again, that's Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. If you want to contact us, you can write to that Post Office Box. You can just put the Potter's House Church. We'll get it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Or you can call us on the phone, 1-410-444-5152. Again, that's 410-444-5152. God bless you. This is your host, glory to God, Bishop E.T. Byrd, coming to you. And yes, I'm on fire for the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's just like fire. Shut up in my bones. Hallelujah. And whip us out team today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. None other than Pastor Maxine Lee, Pastor Theodis Lee, and Pastor.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Peaches Bird. Hallelujah. Oh, we glorify your name. Pastor Maxine, can you say hello?
Hello. God bless you, Doctor.
Amen.
Good to be on the broadcast again.
Amen. God bless you. Pastor Theodis, can you say just a hello? Hello.
Hello, hello, hello. Praise the Lord. Good to be back on the broadcast again. Thank you.
Pastor Peters, can you say hello?
Hallelujah.
Bless God. I've had that those voices before. You know that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're on fire for the Lord because God is doing something special in all of our lives. I know the world is topsy-turvy, but guess what? The body of Christ, and they know who they are and whose they are. We're not topsy-turvy because we're standing on the rock. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we receive your anointing today. to minister to your people and to those under the sound of our voices, O God. We thank you that you have decreed and declared that we are your authorized mouthpieces today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. All over the earth, hallelujah, shall receive your word today through these authorized mouthpieces of God. Hallelujah. We are the guardians of the altar. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We are today, hallelujah, generals of God's army. Hallelujah. And we thank you, O God, hallelujah, for appointing us, for allowing us, hallelujah, to come right now to minister to your needs. Hallelujah. To meet you at the point of your needs. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, O God, for those persons, men, women, boys, girls, hallelujah, under the sound of our voices, hallelujah, glory to God, in the name of Jesus Christ, the families that are represented, oh God, we thank you, oh God, hallelujah, that they will not be the same, no one will be the same after today's service, hallelujah, this is the Sunday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, and I thank God, hallelujah, for this opportunity, Lord. We thank you. We praise your name. We decree and declare victory in the lives of every man, woman, boy, and girl under the sound of our voices today in Jesus' name. We bless your name. We glorify your name in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory
amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
This opportunity and responsibility. And what we do, yes, on Sundays, we thank God, hallelujah, for another Sunday, oh God, hallelujah. We thank God, hallelujah, for the pastor's corner.
Yeah.
And we're sending this is out to 1,000 pastors throughout the world who have decreed and declared and have even spoken it out of their mouths that they are part of the Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, that they are part of the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, that they are want to be a blessing to God's people, to edify, hallelujah, hallelujah, to perfect the saints today. And so we thank God for your tuned-in pastors all over the world, hallelujah, even in Africa and Asia, hallelujah, in Australia, hallelujah, in North America, South America, Central America, Europe, hallelujah. We thank God, the Caribbean, we thank God for all of you. Blessed be God, Baruch Hashem Adonai, hallelujah. At this time, without further ado, we're going to present to some and introduce to others, none other than, I call them the real,
dynamic
the original, dynamic duo, hallelujah.
Woo!
The oldest thing.
Yes.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hey, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we choose to rejoice. That is, we make a quality decision to rejoice in the Lord, and again, we rejoice in him. Amen. Before Mrs. Lee comes, I'm going to share a word that the Lord placed on my heart, and it's on authority. Authority to use the name of Jesus. I title it again, authority to use the name of Jesus. And so since we're going to be sharing on that a little bit, we need to define what is authority. Authority, for example, is say the President of the United States, of our America, or any nation really, gives his vice president the powers, powers of his attorney to use his name, his powers, his influence on his behalf. That's authority. Now, some may say, well, what does that have to do with me as a believer? Amen. Well, I'm glad that you ask. Matthew, the 28th chapter, Jesus said, as he was going back to the Father after he had been here for 3.5 years, Matthew 28:16. He'd been here on earth for 3.5 years doing the will of the Father. Amen. And when Jesus had finished the work of ministry that God had given him, to do, now Jesus gathered his twelve disciples who became apostles. And Matthew 28 the Bible said, he said to them, all authority has been given unto me in heaven and on earth. Mm-hmm. Go ye, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have said and done. Amen. Do it. Amen. And so now what Jesus is doing in Matthew 28 chapter, Jesus is now, because he's finished the work that God has given him for 3.5 years, and now he's delegating the authority, the anointing that he had on them, if you will. Amen. Or another way you could say, he's releasing the anointing in their life. Amen. And he's letting them know that they have a work to do. And when Jesus had finished the work, as I said, what the Father sent to him, I think I missed a little spot, so forgive me, I'm going back just a little. When Jesus had finished the work of the ministry, Matthew 28 and 16 through 18, he said, I just want to read again. He said to them, all authority has been given unto me. Amen. And he said to them, all authority has been given unto me on heaven, in heaven and on earth. Now I'm delegating this anointing, amen, into your life, amen. And you're gonna carry on the work because I'm finished here. And he said, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the name of the Son and the name of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things. This is Matthew 28. Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, he said, I am with you always, even to the end of the world or the age, or another way of saying it, you to do until, meaning I am with you always. When he said to the world, to the end, even to the end of the world, he's saying another way you say it, or meaning I am with you as long as you are doing what I have anointed you and called you to do until you finish. Amen. And then, in Matthew, we read it, but I want to read it again. He said, all authority has been given unto me. So he has, what is that authority? What is that power he's talking about? He's talking about dunamis, the ability of God. He's talking about the burden-removing, yoke-destroying power of the Holy Ghost. Amen? And so God has delegated, amen, the anointing to us. But we have to live a life, amen, that's pleasing to God. And as we live ourselves and humble ourselves and seek his face and continue to stay in the word and stay in his presence, amen, and continue to practice living our life to glorify God in this earth and in our family, that people will see Jesus in us, although he's gone back. But every time we walk out the door, amen, people should see Christ in us. And also, when we walk out the door, the devil should be saying about you and I, uh-oh, they're up again. Help me, Jesus. I feel the anointing. Help me, Jesus. They are up again. Why? Because we are practicing, and they can't tell the difference between us versus Jesus, because we are practicing the word in our life. We're walking upright before God. We live in our life not to please our flesh, but we're living our life every day to please God. Amen. And so I hope that this word blessed your heart and spirit. Amen. Soul and body. And now Mrs. Lee is going to come and she's going to continue and share with you what the Lord has placed in her heart to share with you. God bless you. We love you. Mrs. Lee.
Praise the Lord. Amen. What the Spirit of the Lord has placed in my heart to share with you on today, there is power in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
There is power in the name of Jesus. Jesus has given every believer unlimited and general power of authority in all matters and with the right to use his name in every situation. You have the right to use the name of Jesus in every situation. What does power in the name of Jesus mean? In Philippians, praise God, we can go to chapter 2. Let's see if I can get that real quick. Philippians chapter 2, and it says here in the book of Philippians, chapter 2, 9 through 11, it says, Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Praise God. Hallelujah. The name of Jesus is a Greek male name meaning Savior. Amen.
Yes.
The word of the Lord gave us a commission that we are to go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. We are going throughout the world sharing the good news of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the word says, praise God, that when we go forth, excuse me, that we should go in the name of Jesus, excuse me, by being faithful to the task given to him and humbling himself, even becoming obedient to the point of death and volunteering to die for the sins of many. We should not be afraid. We should not be dismayed. We should not, praise God, have any concerns about what the devil will try to do. As long as you're going in the name of Jesus, as long as you're walking in that authority, amen, as long as you're going with the Great Commission to win souls for Christ,
yes,
amen, God is with you,
yes,
amen.
Yes.
And this is, praise God, at the point of death, we as the children of the Most High God, I'm sorry, praise God, but we as children of the Most High God, we should be so in tune with Christ,
yes,
that we should not let fear enter into our hearts.
Yes.
God said, fear not. For he is with us. Amen.
Amen.
And as we move in, hallelujah, with the power of God, the authority of God, amen.
Yes.
Whether we're doing volunteer work in the church or whether we are the fivefold ministry,
yes,
we should go in the boldness of the Lord, amen.
Amen.
And God, amen, will do it. When Jesus went forth, amen, he went in the boldness of the Lord, amen, praise God, and he did exactly what his commission was to do, amen, praise God. He was one that went forth, amen, in the power of his might,
yes,
and he did what the Father God had commissioned him to do.
Amen.
God exalted Jesus Christ by giving empowered to the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus has given us the power, hallelujah, to use his name. As Pastor Lee said, we have the authority through Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God to use his name. Now, in the book of Matthew, praise the Lord, the first chapter, amen. Praise God, the name Jesus is a Greek male name, meaning Savior. There's a great number of Jewish males who has the name of Jesus, but what made Jesus Christ so special? He was unlike the rest of them. He was unlike us who get our names from family members and from aunts and uncles. Jesus Christ got his name from heaven, delivered to his parents, amen, praise God, by an angel. And we see that in the book of Matthew, amen, praise God, the first chapter, the 18th to 21st verse, amen, through the 21st verse, amen, where God sent the angel and spoke to Joseph, her husband. He was a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. God gave Mary and Joseph Jesus' commission when he named Jesus by an angel. Praise God. There is a great power that rested upon Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
A great upset rested. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Upon him. And by him being faithful to the task, to the job given to him, humbling, even becoming obedient to the point of death, and volunteering to die for the sins of many, God exalted Jesus Christ by giving power to the name of Jesus. God is exalting you.
Yes.
Praise God. As his leaders, amen. He's raising you up, amen. He has commissioned you, amen. He's given you a job, amen. Regardless whether you're an apostle, whether you're a teacher, whether you're an evangelist, whether you're a pastor, amen. He has given you that great commission, amen. Regardless of whether you're just a layman in the church, amen.
Hallelujah.
Being the parishioners, he has given you that authority and that power.
Yes.
He has given you that job, amen, that you can go forth in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, we know a name that is above all other names given on earth,
glory.
And that name is Jesus. There is now no situation that is above the name of Jesus.
Yes.
No preacher, no doctor, no songwriter, or demon, no name can be compared to the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
My name, hallelujah, cannot be compared to the name of Jesus Christ. For it is a strong tower,
hallelujah,
where the saints we can run to. Amen. Whatever we face, our first option should always be to call upon the name of Jesus Christ. For through that name,
hallelujah,
our foundations are shaken and demons tremble.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Diabetes is just around, just another name.
Yes.
HIV is just a name.
That's right.
Poverty is just a name.
That's right.
So is depression, loneliness, unemployment. Amen.
Amen.
All of those things and many more names I could call out. They're just a name. Amen. And they have to bow down to the name of Jesus.
Amen.
They can't keep us in captivity.
That's right.
The Bible teaches us there is a name above all other names that we know.
Lord.
Whatever circumstances, whatever trials,
yes,
or tribulations,
right,
we are facing, they are just names.
That's right.
Which are all under one greater name. And that's Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
So when you are feeling down and out and in need of direction, who are you to call on? Call upon the name of Jesus, and he shall set you free. For whom God has set free is free indeed. For he is the way, he's the truth, and he's the life. We now have the proxy of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And that is why when we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, and then heaven has to respond, because the name of Jesus is like an identification card.
Yes.
Whenever we use it, heaven will respond.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. How do you use the name of Jesus?
Hallelujah.
We should pray in the name of Jesus means you're standing in the place of Jesus. You become his voice. Amen. You in proxy. Just like if you were it, amen. Hallelujah. We're standing in proxy for Jesus, amen. And we are his voice, amen, throughout the land. He's given you the legal right to use his name. You've got the authority to function in his place. The same way a delegate member of a president's cabinet can represent him at a state function, amen. Hallelujah. John 16:26, and I'm wrapping in. It says, in that day, you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Amen.
Yes.
Although the scriptures, all through the scriptures, no place where the Christians ask to pray to Jesus or through Jesus. What the Bible teaches is that we pray in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
For that's the right way to pray. In the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We hear people, amen, sometimes when they pray, they don't call on the Father. But Jesus instructed us. He said, when we pray, say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Why? Because we, hallelujah, are standing as his voice, amen. And when he went to the Father, hallelujah, he always said, Father, in, hallelujah, the name of Jesus. Why? Because the blood of Jesus,
hallelujah,
he paid the price. He shed his blood. Hallelujah. It covered. Amen. And when we go before the throne of grace, our Father God, our Daddy, our Papa, he sees the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He don't see us. He's just a proxy. He sees the blood of Jesus.
The blood of
amen.
Jesus.
And he answers. Hallelujah. Our prayer. Hallelujah. You pray the Father in the name of Jesus. That's the Bible way to pray. You make fellowship with Jesus. Tell him how much you love him and tell him things that are in your heart, but you don't pray in him. We have some people, they pray in Mary's name. Hallelujah. They even pray in Jesus' hallelujah name, but they fail to leave the Father God out of the picture, amen. And Jesus said, I'm going to teach you how to pray, hallelujah. He said, before you go before, he said, say, Father, amen, because you're not talking to Jesus, you're talking to your daddy. He said, Father, in the name of Jesus,
hallelujah,
in the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, yeah, and Jesus, hallelujah, praise God, will always get his prayers answered. Amen. Praise God. So if you have a request to make on the behalf of anyone, on the behalf of yourself, hallelujah, you go before him and you make your request known unto him. Do it in, hallelujah, the name of Jesus, but address the Father God.
Hallelujah.
Address. Hallelujah. Yeshua. Amen. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus. And when God, hallelujah, when the disciples, amen, went before, and asked Jesus, they teach us how to pray. He said, the first thing he said was, you say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Yes.
Don't leave out our Father. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is our elder brother, and he is Jesus' son. But Jesus said to recognize your Father,
yes,
and I will stand proxy that he will hear your prayer. And
yes,
he will answer your prayer. Hallelujah. And the job will get done in this earth like it is in heaven. God bless you, Dr. Bird. I pray. Praise God. Sister Bird, amen. Pastor Bird, hallelujah. Y'all been blessed. And the people and the pastors that are listening, that they have been blessed by this word that God has put in my spirit. Amen. Praise God. And praise the Lord. I told the Lord, I was been praying. I said, Lord, a lot of people don't realize the authority that you have given unto us.
Yes.
That we can dethrone the enemy and that the enemy has to go.
That's right.
Coronavirus is a name.
That's right.
Amen. Oh, praise God. Remember that. It's a name. Our land, praise God, is going through, praise God. But you know what we have to do? Praise God. We have to do what Dr. Birds have told us. Hallelujah. We have to put God first.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
We got to humble ourselves. And we got to seek the face of God. Amen. That he will heal this land. Amen. Hallelujah. And he will heal the church. The church has got their minds confused. One of my spiritual fathers gone off with the Lord, and he used to say to me, he said, daughter, when I would say something that wasn't lined with the word of God, he said, daughter, your thinking is stinking. And some of us out thinking is stinking. Amen. Praise God. And we have to line up, amen, with the word of God. And we have to walk in that authority in the name of Jesus that God has given us. And when we call on, hallelujah, the Father God, we have to call on him and let Jesus stand in proxy and pray through us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, our Savior and our Redeemer. Hallelujah, Jesus. 19:14. Hallelujah. And leaders and pastors and pastors elect, I hope you kept notes. Hallelujah. Because you're going to be approached by people who will ask you to pray. But they will tell you, don't pray in the name of Jesus. But that's the only name under heaven whereby men and women shall be saved.
Yeah.
The word of God says, hallelujah, Philippians 2, 9, 10, 11. He has highly exalted him and given him a name above every name that is named. And at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that he's Lord to the glory of God the Father. Mm. So glory to God. Hallelujah. Your authority is based in Christ. Hallelujah. The word of God says, hallelujah, in 2 Corinthians, I think it's verse 1, chapter 1, verses 19 and 20, come on now, hallelujah, that all the promises of God are yea and amen in him.
Amen.
In who? In Christ.
Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to the authority of the believer is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, we thank God for the teaching today. We thank God for Pastor Fields and Pastor Maxine. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for the pastor's corner today. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel my help coming right now. And the next time, I'm going to do the pastor pieces. I'm going to do the housekeeping suggestions. Because y'all need to get a pen and pencil and a flare, magic marker, and something to write on, because you got to keep these notes, because you can refer back to them. When you are pressured by people, when you get into a setting and folks say, you can pray a preacher or you can pray leader, but don't pray in Jesus' name. You go ahead and pray in Jesus' name, because, see, that's the authority that you have in Jesus' name, the authority of the believer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, bless God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're tuned into the Sunday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made whole by God. And we thank God for all of you that tuned in all over the world today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Our Apostle Margie Mercer, God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Our Superintendent, Overseer Nevin in North Carolina, God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless you. Maria, your mother up in Boston, God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to Jeffrey over there in California, God bless you. Jeffrey, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God bless all of you that tuned in today. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Tanya, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In Columbia, Maryland.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Minister Linda Blackwell, hallelujah, in Baltimore, Maryland. And glory to God. Oh, my goodness. Tiffany, God bless you, baby girl. Danya. Yeah, glory to God. God bless you, baby girl. Hallelujah. And Sterling Blackwell in Portland, Oregon. God bless you now. Oh, lift up your hand.
Hallelujah.
Now wave it in the air.
Hallelujah.
Wave it like you just don't care. And if you love Jesus like I love Jesus, say, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I heard that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Jerry down there at Rocky Mountain, North Carolina, and Dorothy in Tarboro, North Carolina. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And, oh, my goodness. Is that Major? Oh, my goodness. Wait a minute now. Wait a minute. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. No. Brad Govard in North Carolina. God, Major or is it Lieutenant Colonel? I don't know. It may be General now. I don't know. God bless you. Hallelujah. Isabella, God bless you too, baby girl. Oh, all your children. Hallelujah. That's good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless God. Hallelujah. Cassandra Renee, God bless you, baby girl. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Reggie, God bless you. Brother David, God bless you. Barry, God. Oh, no. The football player, the ex-football player, Scooter, God bless you. I love you, brother. Sister QB Stevenson, oh, my goodness. Cynthia, God bless you all. Hallelujah. Prophet Cynthia, God bless you. Sister Sheila from Justice, Maryland, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Carol King and Wayne King. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, guess what? Kings, I know the King of Kings and Lord of Lords because he's your Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Alicia? Dempsey? Oh, my goodness. Thank you for tuning in today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Denise Brown. Oh, you go, girl. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Rachel and Stephanie. Glory to God. Well, bless you. Bless your heart. Oh, Lord. We love you today. Glory to God. Today. Hallelujah. Raymond Banks down there, I think, in North Carolina. God bless you. And Tony and Ricky in South Carolina and in Georgia. God bless you. Glory to God. Everybody all over the world, thank the Lord for you. Glory to God. Oh, we bless you. Harry Warsaw, God bless you. Bless you. I know God is healing you right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet. And Maisha, your daughter Maisha, glory to God. God bless you. Oh, Lord, hallelujah, glory to God. God bless you all, hallelujah. Oh, we thank God for you. Kevin Barber and Shelley Barber, God bless you, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. We thank God for all of you, the mighty men and women of God tuning into the station today, to our service today. Glory to God, hallelujah. Jerry Cleveland, glory to God. Oh, you must have put on an alarm clock to wake you up. Hallelujah to God. God, yes, I'm glad that you're on, and your pastor too, Pastor Don Street, God bless you, brother. Hallelujah, glory to your bishop. Oh, my goodness, we got a bunch of bishops on the line. Hallelujah, Bishop Carl Pierce, Bishop Bart Pierce, God bless you, Bishop McBride, hallelujah, God bless, Bishop Saunders, bless me, God, but Rukushim Adonai. Oh, we glory to God, glory to God. We thank God for all of you on the line today. Hallelujah. Apostle Dustin Harper and Sharon Harper, Dr. Sharon Harper, God bless you. Minister Jane and Elder Lester, Deacon Dale, hallelujah. God bless you. Pastor Tom and Rosalind Swin, God bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank God for it. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Jason Roseboro and Charlene Roseboro, God bless you. Gary Don Wilson, God bless you.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for all of you tuned in. We just praise God for you. Pastor Peaches, hallelujah. You want to come down and give the complete, housekeeping suggestions. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Yes. Call the children, hallelujah. If you want the neighbors that don't go to church or not able to go to church to come in and hear the word of God, all churches are not able to be open right now, hallelujah. And some of them, they may not even be on the air or whatever, have a way of getting word of God out to the people. But if you have some neighbors, you like them, then you know that they're hungry for the word, invite them in, hallelujah. Call the children in. Hallelujah. Like they used to do a long time ago, sit around the radio, listening to the stories or whatever on the radio. Now you can sit around the phone or the computer and listen to the word of God.
Hallelujah.
As the word of God goes forth, it will be health, hallelujah, to your bones. Hallelujah. Tell them to get out your pencil, paper, hallelujah, the composition notebook, so you can continue on with your scriptures that you already got scriptures in the composition notebook. Hallelujah. And you add to, you write them down in the composition notebook, you'll be able to go back to them during the week. Hallelujah. Get for communion, get your crackers, your bread, your toast, whatever, and your juice or your water, whatever you're going to use for communion.
Hallelujah.
And also get your Bible. Hallelujah. Get your Bible so you'll be able to turn to the scriptures. Hallelujah. We thank God, hallelujah, for the word of God that's going to come forth. Hallelujah. And bless your whole home. Bless your house. Hallelujah. Nothing can change things like the word of God, like the power of the spoken word of God. Hallelujah. That's what you got to put down in you. What you feed yourself in your good times is what's going to feed you in your bad times.
Come on now.
Hallelujah. Whatever you put down there, that's what's going to come up when troubles come. Hallelujah. So feed your spirit the right things. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. You have if you have a testimony,
yes,
write it down. You don't want to forget it. Write it down and call us after the service is over at 410-444-5152. If you want to mail it in or an offering or whatever, you can mail it to the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, P.O. Box
4-5-5-5-4.
2-4. 2-4, I'm sorry. Hallelujah. Am I saying right?
4-5-2-4-5-5-4. Yeah,
Baltimore, Maryland. 21214. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, Pastor Peaches, I'm going to say that again. Hallelujah. That's Post Office Box 24554, and that's Baltimore, Maryland. 21214.
Yeah.
Yeah, because somebody want to send a testimony. See, because you're going through a test right now, but guess what? God is turning your test into a testimony. Some of you are in a mess, and guess what? God's going to turn your mess into a message. Come on.
Hallelujah.
I've got news for you. God is blessing, is on your case right now. And look, God has already decreed and declared through the authorized mouthpieces of God, Pastor Theodis and Pastor Maxine, about the authority that you have in
power. Woo!
Hallelujah. You already know that, hallelujah, the promises of God, 7,487 promises in the Bible, are yea and amen in Christ.
In Christ.
Now, 2 Corinthians, I think that's chapter 1, verses 19 and
20. Glory, glory.
In Christ. Hallelujah. Hope I got that right. Glory to God. Check me out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But thank you, Pastor Peaches. In just a few minutes, y'all got time to really get folk around the phone, because I know some of you new ones. So you're going to have communion on the air? Yes, we are. Hallelujah, because Hallelujah. This is a 90-minute service. And so we're not, hallelujah. There's no shame in our game. We praise the mighty God. We remember him, so we're going to be dealing with that. Hallelujah. But right now, hallelujah, Pastor Peaches, can you come back and read the, hallelujah, the Old Testament scripture and the New Testament scripture?
Glory, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
God is an awesome God. We serve an awesome God.
Yes.
Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. There is no one like Jesus.
Hallelujah.
No one can do you like the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Our Old Testament scripture reading is Jeremiah 18. Hallelujah. I'll give you a minute to find it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just thinking how sometimes I have even walked through my jaw while nobody else was there and just reading the word of God, clearing the air, putting the word of God in the air. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Don't you know the word of God and calling on his name will make demons flee? Hallelujah. Clean. Sometimes you need to just walk through your house, reading the word of God, cleansing the air.
Hallelujah.
Jeremiah 18. 1-6, the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. May God add a blessing to the Old Testament scripture reading. Your New Testament scripture reading is Romans 12. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. 1-2.
Mm.
Thank you, Lord. Ain't nothing like the word of God, y'all.
Hallelujah.
Nothing like the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Romans 12, 1-2. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The word of God be like a shot in the arm. Hallelujah. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for his word.
Amen. Hallelujah. Ain't nothing like it.
One thing he put about his word, is that right?
Amen.
He put about himself, that's his word.
Yes.
Psalms 138, verse 2 says so. Hallelujah. And then Psalms 89, verse 34 says, he keeps covenant. And what he has said out of his mouth, he's not going to change it.
Right.
Again, that's Psalms 89, verse 34. Watch out, y'all. Come on now. We're going to have a time today. Pastor Peters, can I get a time check, please?
Hallelujah. About 8 minutes to four.
8 minutes to four. Hallelujah. Wow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23-34, examine yourself. And right now, we're going to examine ourselves. In fact, right now, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you because you are our everything. You are our life, our love, our joy, our wealth, and our health. Every good and perfect gift comes from you. You're the completeness of our family, O God. And, Lord, you are Jehovah's Sitkanu. You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Every sin of omission and commission. We forgive our, hallelujah, hallelujah. We forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentments, no guilt. We release ourselves and all others to the mighty hand of the Holy Spirit of Almighty God.
Yes.
Holy Spirit, have your way today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Right now, we lift up the elements of Holy Communion.
Amen.
Lord, we ask that you, we thank you for them. We ask that you would bless them, anoint them, sanctify them in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. We remember you, Lord. Isaiah 53:5 says you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you. And with your stripes, we are healed. That was Isaiah 53:5.
Thank you, Jesus.
1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes, we were healed. Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Revelation 1:5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Ephesians 1:7 and Colossians 1:14 says, we have redemption through your blood.
Thank you.
And Matthew 26:28 says, our sins are forgiven because of your blood. So we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, your word says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to us, to ourselves and life to ourselves, because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The word of God says in Deuteronomy 30:19, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Numbers 23:19 says, how God, you said that, hallelujah, you're not a man that you should lie, but your word will do what it was set up to do. Paraphrased, of course. Isaiah 55:11, hallelujah, says, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. Hallelujah. So we thank you for your word today, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And on the same night, glory to God, on the same night in which the Lord Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when he had given thanks, and we thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
He broke it and said, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
We thank you for our healing right now, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that Luke 4:18 says you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body. The alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the muscular skeletal system, hallelujah, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the tops of our heads to the soles of our feet. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the inside out and the outside in, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now in Jesus' name all over the world right now, oh God. We thank you, Lord, glory to God, for new spleens, new livers, new hearts, new lungs, new kidneys, oh God, new knees, new hips, oh God, new limbs, oh God. Come on now, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for high blood pressure coming back to normal, hallelujah. Glucose levels coming to normal, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the blood-borne pathogenic diseases being destroyed right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for migraine headaches disappearing forever, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for worry, fear, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Distrust, hallelujah, doubt are being eradicated right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Your word said, Matthew 15:26. Your word say in 1 John 3:1-2. Your word say in Psalms 100. Your word say in 1 John 3:1-2 that we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you for your healing right now. Glory to God. Thank you. Oh, yeah. All over the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Europe and Asia and Africa. Hallelujah. In Australia. Hallelujah. North America, South America, Central America, the islands of the Pacific, the islands of the Caribbean. Hallelujah. Glory. It's all over the world. Hallelujah. Greenland. All right. Healing in the land. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, we bless your name, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. On the same night in which you were betrayed, oh God, you took the cup, hallelujah, also. And you said, hallelujah. You said, thank you, Lord. And you took the cup and said, hallelujah. This is a new testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. It's on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost and in spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already, hallelujah, hallelujah, help us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Annihilates, discombobulates, destroys, nullifies, brings to naught, makes of no effect, brings to nil, reverses, hallelujah, utterly discombobulates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our families, every spell, every hex. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our families, every spell, every hex. Fire, 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 fire. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Undoes, unties, severs, cuts, nullifies, brings to naught, reverses, utterly destroys, brings to nil every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father God. We thank you for Holy Communion today. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Singing glory to his name, precious name. Glory to his name, precious name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. We thank God for Holy Communion on today. Hallelujah. And Father God, we thank you for our family daily confession. Yes, every man, woman, boy, or girl in our families.
Yes.
We are committing them to you. We're giving them over to you, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We speak for every man, woman, boy, or girl in our families and our extended families. According to Job 22:28, Yes. Romans 4:17.
Yes.
Second Kings, the first chapter, the whole first chapter. Mm.
Yes.
Acts 1,
yes.
verse 8. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from your perspective. That's God's perspective. And we're not intimidated by anything in this life. Hallelujah. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God,
hallelujah,
in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. Thank the Lord for Holy Communion on today. Can I get a time check, Mike?
Hallelujah, hallelujah, 4:03, hallelujah, hallelujah.
4:03, hallelujah. Do you have a 2-minute testimony, Pastor Peaches?
Hallelujah, 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 glory to God. I can always talk about Jesus.
Hallelujah,
because God is just awesome. I thank God because now that my children are grown, they haven't always been. Hallelujah. And now they are grown, they have families, and they have children of their own. But I remember when they were little and the Lord would send the meals to our door, or someone would put our name in for a basket, a Thanksgiving basket.
Yeah.
And I remember some years ago, my youngest daughter had a food giveaway at the recreation center that I was working at. And she said, Mommy, she said, just think. She said, at one time, we were the ones that needed the food. And someone was putting our name in, or someone was bringing food to us. She said, and in other words, she was saying, look how God has blessed us, Mommy, to be able to minister to somebody else, to be able to give them food. Look how God has turned things around, Ma. And I just thank God for that. I thank God for being able to bless.
Hallelujah.
Because it hasn't always been like that. I thank God for being able to, even if it's a dollar in my hand and if someone needs 50 cents, then I'm able to give them 50 cents.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And someone comes to the door and they say, I'm hungry. I'm able to fix them a meal and give them a meal and not worry about what's left over for me because God, I mean, it's going to be some more on the table for me. Hallelujah. God is just a wonderful God. I praise God for being that God that is more than enough.
Praise God.
He is the God and we serve the God that is more
than enough.
Hallelujah. When we sow unto him, he's going to send it back in abundance.
Hallelujah.
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 I thank God for that. He's a God that's more than enough.
Thank you.
Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. When we put him to the test,
yes.
Hallelujah, he shows up and shows out. When you sow into the kingdom of God, he sends it back multiplied.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we may not get it where we sowed, but he's going to, it's a law, but he's going to send it back what was sold. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Pastor Peaches. I just have to add, say this. Last year, Thanksgiving time, you were responsible for giving out 63 families a whole turkey and a whole meal. 63 families. Now, this year, glory to God. God always overdoes things. He accelerates stuff. You have been giving 1,000 meals a week for I don't know how long. But and now Thanksgiving, there are 40 families. There are 40 families that will receive a gift certificate for $50 because of your contact.
Hallelujah.
They can go buy whatever they want. They don't want a turkey, they can do a ham.
Amen.
They can do whatever they want. But 40 families, because of you, are authorized mouthpiece of God in your contact.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. We thank God for what he's done in your life. See, you're not employed, you're deployed. And hallelujah. And I share this with others, that you're not employed where you are. you're detoured where you are to take the light of God to darkness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because when light comes, darkness got to flee. Mm. I got to stop right here. Mm. Right now, it's time. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
More love to thee, O Christ. Sing that song for us.
More love to thee. Now hear me while I pray on bended knees. This is my earnest plea.
More love,
oh Christ, to thee. More love to thee. More love to thee.
More of thee,
Lord.
Go ahead now.
More of thee, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
My heart. Desires.
More of thee.
More of thee, Lord.
More of thee, Lord.
More of thee,
Lord.
My heart
desires more of thee.
You're going to stop right there because I'll stop. Give me a time check right now. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Oh, and about eight after.
Eight after. Okay. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Mm. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground it shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, fill with your Holy Ghost.
Let us have
in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, oh God. Give back 30, 60,
fill my heart.
Thousandfold increase in blessing in the name Jesus Christ.
Make me whole.
You're bound in Jesus' name. In fact, we invite you in Jesus' name.
The Lord.
Steal a word that shall come forth right now. And
I lift it up the Lord.
Oh, say amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
And amen.
Glory to God.
Thank you.
On Wednesday, we started a series. It's a three-part series. It's entitled, How to Remove Depression from Your Daily Menu. Mm. Tell somebody, do you want to remove depression from your daily, from your holiday menu? Excuse me. Let me get it right. The message is how to remove depression from your holiday menu. Tell somebody.
Man.
Hey, somebody. Do you want to remove depression from your holiday menu?
Oh, yes.
Tell somebody else. Say, neighbor or neighbor. Do you want to know how to remove depression from your holiday menu? Glory to God. You ain't got anybody with you. Sterling, you tell yourself, self, do you want to know how to remove depression from your holiday menu? Let everybody say, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Or just say, amen. Yes. All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Mm. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We started on Wednesday, we talked about the three ways in which you can remove depression from your holiday menu. Mm. Three areas. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I need to share this with you. The definition of depression. I know that there's some people that can give you a volumes of what depression is. But the Bible tells you what depression is very simply. God keeps it simple, saints. Depression is the absence of hope. Come on now. Repeat this after me. Depression is the absence of hope. Jesus is our hope. He's the hope of glory.
Yes, he is.
Now, on Wednesday at 7 o'clock, we talked about what we think. If we have right thinking instead of stinking thinking, I think Pastor Maxine said stinking thinking. If we have right thinking,
mm-hmm.
blessed thinking,
yes,
and not st- thinking thinking, not toxic thinking. We will remove depression from our holiday menu. Mm-hmm. See, the Bible says, in go ahead, Philippians 4, verse 8. Philippians 4, verse 8. And if you can get to that, Pastor Peters, Philippians 4, verse 8. If you can get to that, say amen when you get there, because I need to kind of read that too. But I'm going to paraphrase it here, but I think we need to read it too. I'm paraphrasing. Amen. It says, think or, hello, whatsoever is true, whatsoever is honest, whatsoever is good, whatsoever is virtuous, think on those things.
Yes.
Go ahead and read that.
Finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things.
Now, look here. You thinking about the negative, you thinking about the sky is falling and walking around and talking about corona this and corona that, and say, oh, Lord, what am I going to do? Oh, the sky is falling. Oh, this one is that one. This is not saved yet. Oh, God. You sauteing and marinating the negative, you're going to get just what you're cooking. I said, if you sauteing and marinating fear, doubt, and disbelief, guess what? What you're cooking, you're going to get. Well, you don't believe me? Proverbs 23:7 says, what a man thinketh, so is he. If that's what you're thinking about, guess what? That's what you're going to get. That's why you got those migraine headaches and glory to God. All that stuff, all those problems, 90,000 miles of nervingness start in your brain. And when you start thinking the negative, see, because you got some, a thought creates real estate in your brain. It's dendrites. Now your positive thoughts, they give you relaxation and coolness and stresslessness and all that kind of stuff, because your body was wired for positive. Your body was wired for love. Your body, your brain was wired for a good thing.
Amen.
But when you start thinking bad stuff, having bad thoughts, thinking, having toxic thoughts, your brain has to create new stuff. That's why the migraines come. That's why yeast infections and sinus problems, and you get pains in places you didn't think you had a place, because 90,000 miles of nerve endings all through your body start in your brain. Stop doing the stinking thinking. I talked about that on Wednesday. I'm not going to repeat that. Hallelujah. Second Corinthians chapter 10 and 5 says, come on now, all thoughts into the captivity of Christ and the obedience of Christ, Hallelujah. You got to think. Hallelujah. Philippians 2, 5 says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ. You've got to have the mind of Christ. You want to think on something, think on, hallelujah, Galatians, hallelujah, glory to God, 5:22-23. Think on Philippians, hallelujah, 4:8. You think on those things. Okay, I'm going to leave that because that was Wednesday's message. Today, hallelujah, this is part two of a three-part series. We're going to talk about, three ways: what you think, what you say, and what you do can determine whether you get rid of holiday depression. We already talked about what you think. Get away from toxic thinking.
Amen.
Get away from toxic speaking.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ephesians 4:29. If you can go to that for me. Ephesians 4:29. Y'all got to watch out what you say out of your mouth. Hallelujah. Go to God. Proverbs 18, verse 21 says, life and death is in what?
Power of the tongue.
Power of your tongue. Life and death is in the power. You got to watch what you say, baby. You want to get the some of you, when you talk doubt and disbelief and woe is me and singing them songs, gloom, despair, and agony on me, you know what you're doing? You're calling them spirits to you because they know their name.
Amen.
You got to watch out what you say. When you get to Ephesians 4:29, say amen.
Amen.
Go ahead and read.
Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers.
And wait a minute now. That sounds like you're talking about other people that hear you, but you hear what you say too. So it's talking about ministering grace to you and edifying you. Go to First John chapter 3, verse 10. See, you got to watch out what you say out of your mouth. You got to watch out what you say out of your mouth. You got to watch out what you say out of your mouth. You got to watch what you say out of your mouth. Don't you repeat no mess from somebody, and then you wonder why you got mess in your life. You done called it to you. Don't you repeat no junk and garbage, and then your life starts smelling. You done called junk and garbage to you. Go ahead and read.
1 John 3:10.
Yes.
In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness.
Amen.
Not.
Okay. Did I say 1 John?
Yes.
I meant 1 Peter.
Oh, okay.
3:10. I'm sorry. Yes.
1 Peter 3:10 says, for he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile.
Don't speak evil out of your mouth. But I'm just repeating what somebody else said. No, you're calling it to you, baby. Don't repeat the junk and garbage. You are not a trash can. You want good life. You want to see good days? Watch what you say out of your mouth. Watch what you say out of your mouth. Guile is deceit and slander and drama and all that. You don't need to deal with that. You say, but you don't understand. Somebody said something about me, and I just got to get them back. Wait a minute now. Romans 12:19 says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. Don't worry about those folks. They're going to get it. 2 Thessalonians 1:6 says, God is righteous to recompense tribulation to those who trouble you. Wait a minute now. One of the covenant names of God is Jehovah Gamola, the God that recompenses. He got you covered. He got you covered. Watch what you say out of your mouth. Hallelujah. What time do we have, baby girl?
22 after.
You got to understand what you think.
Yes.
And what you say will determine whether you have depression on your holiday menu. Now, if you don't want to have it, again, think the right thoughts, say the right stuff.
Amen.
Edify, build up, encourage. Don't be calling somebody, say, girl, don't you know what so-and-so did? Yeah, they locked up, and you know what they did? Is that going to edify anybody? Is that going to build anybody up? Is that going to help somebody? Come on now. Hallelujah. You know what you ought to do? Say, girl, so-and-so got they're in a mess. Let's pray. That's what you do. Hallelujah. You're going to help somebody. You pray for them. You want to help somebody. You lift them up. You want to help somebody. Glory to God. You bless them. You encourage them. Let the conversation come out of your mouth. Hallelujah. Let it be uplifting and encouraging and edifying. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to let this alone. Hallelujah. Because we're going to talk about what we do. Glory to God. On Wednesday. the third part of this message. Hallelujah. Remember what we shared today, because you're going to be free of depression. Depression, oh, they call it all kinds of things, because you got headaches and you got this and that happening and heart palpitations, all kinds of stuff. You got a panic attack because you're not dealing with the Word of God. Stand on His Word. Think the right thought.
Amen. Amen.
Because you can have what you think.
Amen.
Think good thoughts.
Yes.
Remember who you are and whose you are. Pastor Peters.
Glory to God. Glory to God. A lot of times we don't know that we are being watched. And believe you me, when people are around you, you don't know that they're even listening to what comes out of your mouth. Hallelujah. And if you're doing the same thing, you're talking the same thing everybody else is talking, what kind of witness to the Lord or of the Lord are you being? Believe you me. And the enemy just waiting for opportunities to point a finger at the people of God, at a child of God, and say, see, I told you wasn't nothing to them. They listen to the dirty jokes just like everybody else. They joining in with the gossip like everybody else. Whatever. They ain't real. Hallelujah. But when you keep these scriptures in your heart and in your mind and in your mouth, you will cut off, withdraw yourself away from the ones that's bringing the gossip. Excuse me, can we pray for them? Or they're really just having a bad time right now. That's not really them. And so, and I know I found myself making excuses in my mind, making excuses for people when they're going through things or whatever. Say that's not really them. That's not their personality. That's not them. You know, and praying for a person and all. And we have to show and the light and love of Jesus Christ when somebody is going through something. And a lot of times, and we have to be reminded sometimes of the power that we possess in us, because we got Jesus in us. We got to be reminded sometimes of the word, of the power that's in the Word of God, and the power that we possess in the name of Jesus.
Pastor Peter, do you know? That's what Pastor Maxine and Pastor Theodore said. Look here, there's authority in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. Demons tremble at the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if we, hallelujah, if we use the name of Jesus, dealing with our circumstances, our situations, our conditions, the events and affairs of our lives, you know what? We have victory. Hallelujah. For the word says, 2 Corinthians chapter, glory to God, 2:24 says, hallelujah, glory to God, chapter 2, verse 24. Hallelujah. He always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. And the word of God says in 2 Corinthians, hallelujah, that, hallelujah, the promises of God, all 7,487 of them, are yea and amen in Christ. In Christ. And we represent Christ. We stand in His authority. When we speak, hallelujah, we're supposed to be speaking for Christ. And we don't speak for Christ if we're throwing guilt and all kinds of stuff on people and just testifying and just being a gossipers and talebearers. Hallelujah. We show Christ by showing love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. That's how we show love. That's how we show Christ. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Pastor Peter. Hallelujah.
Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood. Power in the blood. Would you, of evil, a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power,
power,
wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Pastor Peaches, hallelujah. There's maybe somebody who doesn't know Christ and the pardoning of that sin. Can you take them from darkness to light right now?
Hallelujah. If you would like to receive Jesus Christ in your heart, hallelujah, please repeat this prayer behind me. Father God, I am sorry for my sins, and I ask you to come into my heart. Wash me white as snow. Hallelujah. I believe that you died, you rose again, and you're sitting now on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for me. And if you have repeated that prayer, you have crossed over from death unto life, and you're now a child of the Most High. Hallelujah. And the angels in heaven rejoicing.
Hallelujah.
Are rejoicing over you.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There's power in the blood. Power in the blood. Sin stains are lost and it's life's giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood.
Hallelujah.
There is power, power, wonder work in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
Would you do service for Jesus, your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily his praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, there's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There's power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, there's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
And to those who wish to sow into this ministry, because it is good ground. You can send, hallelujah, your donations to the Potter's House Church, hallelujah, Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland 21214. That's Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland 21214. Or you can send your donation to through PAC. Cash App, and Cash App is, and Pastor Peaches, you want to tell them how to send through Cash App?
$capital T, and the first letters of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. The rest of those letters, the first letter is capital T, and then the rest of the letters are lowercase. The Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's capital T, small p, H, C, W, C. Is that right?
Hallelujah.
Amen. And you send that to Cash App. Thank y'all so much for the many of y'all that have shown into this ministry. Thank you so much from far and near. We thank God for you. God bless you real good. Thank God for all of you, I mean, from Portland, Oregon, and California, who are, hallelujah, all over the world. We thank God for you tuning into this program. Now unto him who's able to keep you from falling and keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Jude 1, verses 24 and 25. Yeah. So let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, you want to tell them about how to tune into Radio 1 on Wednesday at 7 p.m.?
Hallelujah. The number to call on Wednesday, 319-527-6036. That's 319-527-6036.
God bless you. We love you. We love you. We love all of you. Thank you so much. You've been a blessing to us. You helped us. Pastor Maxine, Pastor Theodosly, we love y'all. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We love you. We love you. We love you. Thank you for your word. Authorized mouthpieces of God. We adore the God in you. We praise and magnify the God in you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For Andy Harris and Yvette Harris and Mother Harris and Ronald Harris, the Harris clan. God bless you. I see you trying to shout around the kitchen table. God bless you there. Mother Harris, you can't swing from the light fixtures, baby. Hallelujah. Please come on down, baby. I know you're happy in your heart. I know you got a whole bunch of testimonies, but keep your feet on the ground. God bless you. Lift them up every now and then, but one at a time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look, Suda and Danya, can you pull Minister Linda Blackwell from the chandelier? Please stop swinging from the chandelier. God bless you, baby girl. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Soon to be Dominic Smallwood and Reggie Smallwood. God bless you. Hallelujah. 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 I know you got a testimony. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Raymond Banks, you can wave your hand in the air. Hallelujah. Sister Rachel. Sister Stephanie, oh, you can wave your hands right now, too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mother Johnson, Marriott, hallelujah, hallelujah. Marina, Viola, I know you got testimonies. Go ahead now. Kevin Mack, Donnell Self, Rod Carruthers,